is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 5th of September, 2009. The birthday of Jonathan Kozol, born in Boston, 1936, grew up in a middle-class Jewish family, went to boarding school, went to Harvard, won a Rhodes Scholarship, moved to Paris, tried to write a novel, lived there for 4 years, went back to Massachusetts thinking he wanted to get a PhD and become an English professor. And then he saw an ad for summer tutors for kids in Roxbury, a neighborhood in Boston. So he gave tutoring a try and found that he loved doing it. He loved kids. He loved teaching. So he put away the plans for a doctorate and became a public school teacher in Boston. Since then, Jonathan Kozol has written many books about public education, about how segregated our schools still are, all based on his own experiences in classrooms and working in poor neighborhoods. His books include Savage Inequalities and Amazing Grace, The Lives of Children and the Conscience of a Nation, about kids in the Mott Haven neighborhood of the South Bronx. He said, "Of all my books, Amazing Grace means the most to me. It took the most out of me and was the hardest to write because it was the hardest to live through these experiences. I felt it would initially be seen as discouraging, but ultimately, sensitive readers would see the resilient and transcendent qualities, that it would be seen as a book about the elegant theology of children." Jonathan Kozol's most recent book is Letters to a Young Teacher. Jonathan Kozol, who said, "Pick battles big enough to matter, small enough to win." It's the birthday of the Scottish poet Robert Ferguson, born on this day in Edinburgh in 1750. Came from a poor family, but got a good education at St. Andrews on scholarship, studied classics and mathematics, and began writing poetry. He was making a name for himself. He'd come out with a volume of poems, but he struggled with depression and religious confusion. He drank too much, and then he fell down the stairs and hurt his head. He was put into an asylum, where he died 2 months later at the age of 24 and buried in an unmarked grave. But he was an inspiration to the poet Robert Burns, who paid for a headstone to put on Ferguson's grave. And it's the birthday of the outlaw Jesse James, born in Clay County, Missouri, in 1847. He and his brother Frank were on the Confederate side in the Civil War, bitter that the South had lost, and turned to robbing banks. In 1869, they robbed a bank in Gallatin, Missouri, which made them famous, and the James boys set out to publicize themselves, writing letters to the public, which were published in the newspapers. Here's a poem for today by Courtney Davis, "Every Day the Pregnant Teenagers." Assemble at my desk, backpacks jingling, beepers on their belts like hand grenades, and inside, their babies swirl like multicolored pinwheels in a hurricane. The girls raise two big smocks, show me the stretched tight skin, from under which a foot or hand thumps, knocks, makes the belly wobble. A girl strokes her invisible child, recites all possible names, as if a name might carry laundry down the street or fix a Chevrolet. I measure months with a paper tape, maneuver the cold stethoscope that lifts a fetal heart swoosh into air. Then shirts billowing like parachutes, the girls fly to Filene's, where infant shoes on sale have neon strobes and satin bows. Oh, Renee, Shalika, Blanca, Marie, the places you'll go, the places you'll go. A poem by Courtney Davis, "Every Day the Pregnant Teenagers," from Leopold's Maneuvers, published by University of Nebraska Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with their series of poetry podcasts at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.